After live stream meditation, December 11, 2024. The meditation tonight was creation and movement.
Any inspiration besides what we just had?
May I ask a question? I just told you about an experience where in the middle of the night where I was completely still just listening to your words, and I got to see very clearly everything that I was hearing or coming was all from the mind, whether it was something soothing, whether it was something, whatever it was. And my question is, when the mind quiets down, like everything you said in this audio, anything else that's coming, is it coming from a purified mind? Then it's no longer the same mind that was giving all the other things.
I don't know how to explain it. There is a difference that later on, when you're advanced enough in your realization, you'll see that you can tell if it's the fabrication of the mind or the heart speaking. It's very obvious. Is a different texture to it, is a different
Does the heart then use the instrument of a purified mind to speak and express itself?
When the heart speaks, is the reality speaking? I can't explain it.
Since that Monday night meditation, I listened to that omnipresent recording several times, and instead of just listening in the morning, as you said in that meditation, you described it as dipping in, and that just sat with me so well and made so much sense. And I was doing it throughout my day, just checking in. It wasn't just when my mind was busy; I was just checking in, and it was this anchor that kept me from going very far, and it was so easy to go in and check and then come back. And it just kept me really grounded all day, and then this meditation for me was so deep. I really felt myself as the base, and it was so clear that all the ideas and all the motion couldn't be real because it was moving past me. But I just want to say thank you for these last two meditations.
I'm very glad you are putting it to use. Just imagine that the soul is thirsty to be quenched and tried to be quenched in different ways, and it did not satisfy it. It got more thirsty because the water it was getting from elsewhere was very salty, like an ocean. And it just added to the thirst. And then it comes across of a spring water. Just imagine the soul that waited for a spring water to look at it and go past it, or stop there and drink, or fill up his vessel with it. You know what I'm saying? So, doing the omnipresent meditation, dipping out, paves your sadhana, your spiritual practice, to the point where you're open enough to have this type of meditation, because you are not filled with the salty water.
Thank you.
Sadhguru, I had a contemplation, and I want to share it with you, and I want to see where it goes with your input. When you said that the creation happened, the movement happened, but the silence is unmoved, I was contemplating on the fact that if I don't involve the movement with duality, meaning good and bad, should or should not, did I, did not, and all of that, if it's just a movement without duality, I don't even know if it's possible, then it's not part of that silence because it does not involve itself with duality. But then there are things in life that grabs that movement, for example, feelings, attachments, sensations that give characteristic or attribute to that movement, so then the movement cannot be part of the silence. Am I going the right direction with this contemplation? Because I know silence does not have any attribute.
Any contemplation is better than not to do it. But you haven't seen the depth of what is being said. As soon as I want to explain, I go to the base. I don't know. Continue your practices until you realize what was said tonight as of your own realization, not a guess. Continue contemplation on it, but you haven't arrived yet. Let's put it this way.
Sadhguru, can there be a movement without being involved with the movement?
That's self-realization.
Sadhguru, many before you told me don't wrong identify yourself. And actually today and every day, when I do wrong identify myself, I feel that this is so painful. It's just pure pain. And always I remember that, what if I didn't have my real self, then I would live with just that. And it is so good. Thank you so much.
If I may ask a question. The conversations about the meditation tonight, can it be said that Ahmad, the real Ahmad, not, is sitting here and looking at Ahmad that is running around and doing things, and the two are separate, they're not the same. There's a running around like a chicken with the head cut off.
They're and not separate, but they're not the same.
So Ahmad is here and is looking at, can look at this, but it's not a part of the movement.
Ahmad is not the part of the movement, but the movement is the part of Ahmad. Ahmad can exist without the movement, but movement cannot exist without Ahmad.
Exactly, yes.
Sadhguru, I was so blown away when Sarah just was prostrating when he saw you. It was like he was praying to you. He just brought his head down, and it was so moving to me. He understood. He, somewhere, he knows.
And it's not the first time, and I tell you, reminds me of the time everyone was talking about the viciousness of him. And I came across of him in your house, and I looked at him, all I could see was his divinity. And as soon as I saw it, he went down. You were there.
Yeah.
And then we sort of hugged each other. And I don't think he forgot it, and I don't think I forgot it. I mean, when a dog realized finally somebody is seeing him in the right light, as important as I want to be seen as in a light that benefits me, not as my character.
Put two and two together. That's what you're doing to all of us. That's how you're just like, we're just drawn to this. Mm-hmm. Same way, it's one consciousness. I wanted to share that, and also more frequently than before, the perfection of these meditations is just unbelievable. I'm thinking, talking to Fanos about it, you know, we're having satsang. The topic of the meditation is exactly what we were discussing. And I was asking Mira, like, how do you pick the topics? Is it possible that...
She's an instrument, like I am.
Yeah.
She's an instrument.
How do you pick them? Mm-hmm. Where does it come from? It's uncanny. I'm just floored by that.
Yeah. When there is a good intention, there is a good result. And all our intentions are purified. And purifying more and more. As that happens, then the result is divine.